T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Go on, brush your shoulders off. It's B. Mitch and Finley on a Victory Friday presented by Chenega Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. That is MIOSCareers.com. Go get a job, folks. You watched the win last night. Probably the wildest win in some time. Go get a job today. Phone lines are still packed. There is much to discuss. Shout out to Ahmed for sending us victory steaks. It's about as good as it gets on a Victory Friday. Our guy Carlos was at the game last night. Los, let's hear about it, man. That crowd was rocking.
Dude, that crowd, honestly, it reminds me of when, I'm not comparing the two quarterbacks, but it reminds me when RG3 went on the field and everyone was chanting RG3. The moment that offense went on the field, they were chanting Heineke, Heineke. I was there, man. I saw the it hasn't felt like that in a while. I went to the NFL Network booth as well. I was on TV. I was like waving my banner. I was waving my jersey as well. And at the end, JP, I was the one yelling from the top of the booth area where the NFL Network is down to you.
Oh, all right.
And I saw that a security guard was like looking at me, pointing at me, and I was just yelling, "JP Carlos from Severna Park." But listen,
sorry, man. I heard my name. I couldn't hear the rest of it. I also had a straight up heckler last night. Los, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Did you hear about this, dude? Now listen, this dude listens to the program, and that's great. But this dude had, like, you know, whoever the precursor to Darth Vader was in, like, the new old Star Wars movies. Like, I'm bad at, like, the order of them, right? Mm-hmm. But that dude that had, actually, maybe it was, like, the newest one. He had, like, what looked like a welder's helmet for Darth Vader. This dude had a welder's helmet with the W of the Washington football team logo on it. And was just yelling at me from, like, 15, 20 feet away. Telling me to stop being a hater, stop being a hater. And finally, I was just like I mean, I'm on live television with this dude telling me to stop being a hater.
Where are you being a hater at?
That's part of it. So I'm like, so I point to my ear, because a lot of times I don't know that people realize, like, my ears have, like...
No, they realize. They just think you're supposed to stop doing what you're doing.
My ears have, like, speakers in them, basically. It's called an IFB cord. That, like, is a, so I can hear the show, so I can hear the producers, all these different things. I can't hear what you're yelling at me. Am I cognizant that you're screaming at me? Yes. But so I point at my ear. I'm like, I can't hear you, dude. And at this point, I hear him loud and clear. He goes, "I can yell louder." And he just starts screaming at me at this point. And he's just like, "Love the show, but you're too hard on him, man. You're too hard on him, man."
See, and he's the type of person that I would tell, "No, you're too soft on him."
So, but I got that dude telling me I'm too hard on him. Then I just got this tweet from Jaime Moss, who says, and he tweeted this at you and me, B. He said, "JP doesn't want to admit it or put it out there, but he is fanboying out over Taylor. He can't contain himself. He's reading texts from his family on air last night. He is patient zero for Ashburn syndrome and the queen bee in the Heineke hive." So, they generally tell you, if people are mad at you from both sides, people are telling you that you're too harsh and you're too much of a fanboy, perhaps you're doing it right. Well, I could hear you, Landfill.
I don't know what they're telling me.
Landfill's always so positive. just a beacon of positivity. Let's get back to the phone lines. Paulie is in Norfolk. Over under 90 seconds for Paulie's call.
It's going to be under because you're not going to let him talk that long.
All right, Paulie, let's get to the point here, brother. What's up, Paulie?
Hell to the W. What's up, big bro?
What's up, brother?
What's going on, Buck Nasty? Hey, man, you know what? I ain't got on you in a long time, and I know this last couple times I called you taking shots at me, man. I might have to start back up on you.
You called me Buck Nasty? You literally just said, what's up, Buck Nasty?
That's a term of endearment. What are you talking about? That's love. I gave you a nickname.
All right, let's hear about your optimism.
I have people call you, too. Look, man. I'm cautiously optimistic, you know, and I understand what you're saying, B. Mitch. I mean, we don't want to be Charlie Brown running to kick that football. You know what I mean? And what I like about Heinicke is, man, the most is I think that he knows what his own downfalls are. You know? He's not playing a blind game to himself. So, and he's confident, man. Look, I seen that guy play at ODU. And the way he galvanized in this organization and his fan base is the same thing he did in college. And I wondered in college when I see why. I seen him about 6 or 7 times play. And I always wonder, like, man, can he take this to the next level? Because the man clearly is a gamer.
We're finding out. I'm with you, Paulie. You know, I'm with you, man. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a great weekend. I think cautiously optimistic about Heinicke, like Paulie suggested, is a very, very safe place to be.
See, the thing about it, we all can change our mind as we get the information that relates to our thought process. Because I could go back just 4 weeks ago, and the talk was that he wasn't having a good camp. Fitz was having a much better camp than he was.
I don't think he's a practice player, man.
Yeah, but a lot of times you got to be able to practice.
Sure.
Because we could talk that gamer crap all we want. That runs out.
Yeah.
There are no Hall of Famers that couldn't practice.
Sure.
As far as quarterback goes. So, just like 4 weeks ago, he couldn't make a play happen. Now everybody says he can walk on water.
See, but I don't think, like, that's not what Paulie said. That's not what I'm saying.
I'm not saying you are Paul. I'm saying, go back and look at all of the reports during training camp and now look at the stuff over the last 2 weeks. The whole dynamic has changed. And just the people that are saying, I was saying, let's see when he was not doing well. And I'm saying, let's see right now when he's done better. Because this thing is a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to
last night was a roller coaster.
You got to find a way to get it flat and straighten it out. And you got to be on a level. I'm not saying he's going to be on a level with Tom Brady, but you see how Tom Brady got to a point where you always expect him to do something great. You don't question it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's all. And that's where I'm at with it. But, you know, people have the right to think how they want. I just rather, I'm going to take a little time on it.
Ron Rivera is speaking with the media now. He says he was high on Jamin Davis's level of play last night. Thought he played much better than week one. I think that's hard to do. Rivera's also saying he needs to see better play from the offensive line and the defensive lines, which I think everybody agrees with. I know that my guy Drew agrees.
Yeah.
Drew, what's up, man? You're on the Gamma DC listener line.
Hey, what's up going on, fellas, man?
Hello,
you know, hey, happy victory day. Hey, Brian, man, you hit on so many points, man. But you said something, man, a couple of years ago, man, you know, a while ago when I, you know, just listened to you, followed you. You said, man, you got to start from building from the inside out, man, you know, with that offensive line. And I think they bit off more than they could chew when they, you know, when they couldn't resolve the situation with Moses, man, because that right tackle is getting buried, man. I mean, you know, and I think they need to help out with chip blocking, you know, helping them out on their right side. As far as with the defense, man, I figure they're going to come around, man. I think you hit it on another point. I think it's conditioning, man, because I was at the last two games, and even with the TV timeouts, man, the guys got chance to rest, man. These guys should be in there more plays than what they're doing, man. So I think it's conditioning, man. And with the last thing with Heinicke, I think it's his time, man. The game is revolution to how he plays, man, and I think he's just a young Trent Green. You know, you got to have the right coordinator to get with him. Because if he was with Kyle Shanahan, he'll be balling. Y'all keep up the good work, man.
Thanks for the call, Drew. I think EB on the Junkies this morning was making the Trent Green comparison. I think Trent Green was a little more of a classic pocket passer.
Trent wasn't that mobile.
Right. But I like the comp, especially kind of the late rise in their career.
And I wonder, based off of the caller, Is it? And you can see them breathing a little bit and things of that nature, but they like to rotate a lot. And could that be a problem? You know, I like to spell a guy when he needs to be spelled. But I don't think I need to just throw another guy in there just because. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ever watch anybody, no matter what the position, they play three plays and you might see them breathing a little bit. That fourth, fifth play, sixth play, they get into a rhythm and they're not even worried about it. Especially when you have success.
It's like me at, you know, 20 minutes into the workout when I really kind of just level in and am no longer huffing and puffing.
I haven't been around you to know that. I just saw you breathing hard on a couple of things Cody sent me.
Beavich, this is big news. You ready? You sitting down? Mm-hmm. Monica McNutt, I believe she was at the Met Gala. And prior to that, I think she was in the south of France for a vacation. Monica McNutt. The ESPN, Fox Sports 1. I mean, she's gone global.
Big time.
She's gone global at this point. She did carve out a little time for the people for her hometown to come watch the Washington football team last night. Monica has tweeted us, Brian, and I think you're going to agree with her. She said, so here's my thing. I love it and the energy and the charm, be a gamer, all of that. But how much does all of that count before we run into legit ability and opponents with tape on Taylor Heinicke?
And this is the thing, like the gamer thing, people like to say, oh, he's a gamer. There's going to be a guy who's a practice player, a gamer, with more talent. Then how do you keep up with that?
Monica says, of Taylor Heinicke, I'm not sure I'm ready to take him out of the friend zone quite yet.
Monica, you put it better than I could have ever put it right there.
This is going to sound weird.
You know, you look good. I think you have great potential, but I don't know if I want to call you the dude yet.
I'm willing to date. I'm not willing to marry. I'm not buying an engagement ring, but I'm willing to move past the friend zone. What, Lamphill? Stop just yelling without your mic on.
Says you're already married.
You married.
Like to my wife.
You know, you left him. You left the friend zone a long time ago.
We're casually dating. Casually. Like, we might be dating other people.
You dated last weekend. You eloped this weekend.
We have not eloped.
You eloped Thursday.
We have not eloped.
No. Because, see, you were semi-dating or just trying to get attention.
I was hollering.
During training camp.
I was hollering.
And then last weekend, you are at least, hey, yo,
what's up? If it was high school.
Are you seeing anybody?
If it was high school, I'd be, like, walking by
this
their
weekend,
classroom and, like, trying to make
Vegas.
Noise.
Last night, you went to the chapel in Vegas.
That was a Vegas wedding.
You did it
incorrect. I tell you what, Bobby in North Carolina, I think he's willing to date with me. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, boys. What's happening? JP, I'm in your camp, cautiously optimistic.
Bobby, me, Bobby, and Paulie are all dating.
JP, Bobby. He is not cautiously.
I am cautiously.
He has already. He brought a 10-carat diamond.
Incorrect. Okay,
and he's already. He got the one already waiting for the first year anniversary.
You're already writing Jamarcus Periwinkle Heinicke all over everything.
Brian, I think they've got film on Taylor, and the reason why I'm telling you that is, last night the Giants kept him in the pocket. You notice the first few times that he's played, he's been real mobile and using his leg and made plays. They made a conscious effort to keep him in the pocket all night last night, and he flew from the pocket and was very successful. Couple points also about last night. The crowd was excellent. You know, you guys know I go up there all the games, and about as good as the crowd's been in many, many years. And, Brian, also I noticed something on defense we were doing a lot. We only had one linebacker in a lot of formations last night.
Yeah,
what is that defense called?
I think it was more of in a situation. They had five D-linemen. With one linebacker. We talked about the 5-2 earlier this year, but I think that was more of a nickel situation because they had an extra defensive back coming in the game.
One of the DBs
on the field. We did. We had, you know, Cole Holcomb was the only linebacker in a many of formations last night for some reason, and I thought I had never seen that much, you know, doing that, so I was just trying to get it from you. But we did have an extra DB back there last night. But you guys are seeing the same. We're getting torched in the middle for whatever reason. I don't know if that zone is too soft. But something's going on in their passing, D, that they're killing us in the middle of the field.
Thank you for the call, Bobby. They are getting killed in the middle of the field.
All right, brother.
So let me say this, just to firmly plant my flag in dating, not married, not eloping.
You elope.
I just got this tweet from, this is from @Heinicke season. He says, what about Steve Young? Heinicke and him are both very accurate. I am not comparing Taylor Heinicke to Steve
season,
Young.
Pump your damn brakes.
At Heinicke season, a.k.a. JP's burner.
Listen, I compared him to Jeff Garcia, all right? Jeff Garcia was a good quarterback for a few seasons with the Niners.
See, this is what people mean.
Not Steve Young.
This is what people mean sometimes when they say, don't put extra pressure. Because we are not capable as human beings to hear those type of comments and not next time when we see the person, not expect them to play at that level. So when you start throwing out the Steve Youngs and
I did not throw that out.
I didn't say you. And that's why when I read David Aldridge, and David Aldridge is very good at his job, he was saying, be careful throwing out certain things because even the person saying it, they make the comment not understanding that they're adjusting their expectation level. And if you sit there and you keep saying it, you're going to start expecting to play like that. That is why now the defense is judged so harshly. You know what I mean? Because we expect them to be so good. And they're just not there completely yet. So I think my approach might be the best. The kid has done some remarkable things. Let him be. Let him be Taylor Heinicke. Let him be Taylor Heinicke instead of the next Steve Young or Garcia or whoever else.
A news alert. Cody, write this down real quick. B. Mitch thinks his approach is the best. Just... you want to clear that up?
No, what I'm saying, yeah, because you can.
I hear what you're saying,
but the thing about it is, like, listen, I see what he's done. He gets praised for it, and we move to the next game. I'm not already making him the starting quarterback. We found our quarterback. He could be like Steve Young. I'm not doing all that, and that's what most people now are doing.
I'm saying might have found. Okay. And Jeff Garcia.
And as soon as I can remember Robert, RG3, and I saw that change quickly.
Certainly did. Certainly did. Phone lines are still packed. At some point, we're going to have to do a speed round because at some point, we're going to run out of show.
JP, pump the brakes.
On speed round? I love speed round.
No, just pump the brakes is all I'm saying. That's my message to everybody, pump the brakes.
Ryan, you know me well. My message is always all gas, no brakes.
Lanfield, I'm keeping track of his different things he said throughout this thing.
As long as we all keep in mind that my comp is Jeff Garcia. Not Steve Young. Not Trent Green.
It's Jeff Garcia.
Jeff.
It's Jeff Garcia. We drafting a quarterback next year.
Jeff Garcia had some good years, man. People sleep on Jeff Garcia.
If it's Jeff Garcia, we drafting quarterback next year. We had the same agent. I know who Jeff Garcia is.
Jeff Garcia made 4 Pro Bowls.
Okay.
In 2000, Jeff Garcia threw for 4,700 yards with 31 touchdowns.
I like that.
But listen to me. Whether you're talking about Jeff Garcia or Steve Young, sometimes after a hard day of work or relaxing on the weekend, we all love kicking back and watching live sports. And it doesn't matter what sport you're watching. It's always fun to have a little action. I don't care if it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey, racing, golf. It's just more exciting when you're part of the game. That's why me, JP Finley, downloaded the WynnBET app. Whether you're a recreational player or a serious handicapper, WynnBET is your ticket to every exciting wager. From straight bets to parlays, teasers, and any exotic proposition wager you can dream up. The app is easy to use, and everyone knows Wynn is one of the biggest and best brands in the gaming industry. So get off the sidelines, get the app on Google Play or the Apple Store today, and put yourself in the game. Wynn with WynnBET. Must be 21 or older or present in a state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's B. Mitch and Finley on a Victory Friday presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. That's Mayos, M-I-O-S, careers.com. Right now we're going to the BetQL guest line, bringing in the King of New York, presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. Let's bring in our friend, Mr. Peter Rosenberg.
Peter,
I know how intense of a Washington football team fan you are. What was your heart rate like last night? How'd you hold up?
Never doubted it for a second. Never doubted it.
I don't believe you.
You didn't doubt what? When he missed that field goal, you broke something last night.
No, I knew. I saw 97 jump. No, I mean, listen, that was a disgusting last 5 minutes of football. Really putrid in so many ways. Looking forward to getting on the air at 3 o'clock in New York so I can have some fun. But I'll tell you what, I almost immediately felt bad for Giants fans. That's how pathetic that was when you think about the Slayton drop, which really would have ended that game. And then we're all going to talk about, of course, the penalty on the field goal, guys. But it was penalty after penalty for the last 5 minutes of that game.
Totally.
Listen, for a while there, I was wondering if that one referee, the guy was kind of, what you call it, the back judge?
Yeah.
Kind of back there behind the safety. He kept throwing all the flags. At one point, I was like, okay, he doesn't like the Giants. Because every time the Giants had a big play, he threw a flag.
Hey, we will take it. And the nice part about it is, JP, correct me if I'm wrong, was that Taylor Heineke's first win?
First ever? Win, yep, yeah. In the NFL. I mean, but yeah, because he's had some good performances, but a win is different.
Completely different, because I was thinking late in the game after he threw the pick, and I was like, man, if we lose this game, at some point that it's hanging over his head. Yeah. It's one thing to play in the league and say, oh, you know, Taylor Heineke's competent. He played well in a loss against Tampa. And, oh, now he would have played well in a loss against the Giants. You got to get that win under your belt as a starting quarterback in this league. And the truth is, he was really good enough. He earned that win last night. Mm-hmm. The interception was super unfortunate. But, guys, that was I'm no expert. To me, that was the only glaring mistake of Heineke's night. B-Mitch said this last night in the post game on CSN. What I came away with, what are we going to do about this defense? They look dreadful.
They have not looked comfortable. They don't look like they're in shape. And I don't – like, I know, like, they say they made halftime adjustments. I haven't seen a lot of adjustments as of late. But what I saw also is a lot of guys trying to do – they're trying to make the play, the big play, instead of just making the play. You get what I'm saying?
Ron Rivera says they keep – their eyes are in the wrong place, and they're not just playing assignment football.
Instead of taking care of their area, they're looking at somebody else.
I think it was super evident with the read option stuff, and Daniel Jones just going house calls.
Randall Cunningham – and Kyler Murray mixed.
So, Peter, the question...
And we're the only team he does that to. Like, that's the part I'm
always
confused about. It's always us.
The question we've been asking, are you more excited about Heineke or more concerned about the defensive struggles?
I'm more concerned about the defense, because Heineke can be the best version of Taylor Heineke imaginable. The best version imaginable. That is not enough to be a good football team. The reason people think that we're a good football team, we all know, is because of that defense. And so if that defense plays the way it's played the first 2 weeks, even if we get the best Taylor Heineke, this isn't a great team. We need the defense to be the defense and then just get the Taylor Heineke we've already gotten, and we will be just fine. But last night, that was the part that really bugged me. It's like, I understand bend, not break, but Jesus, we bend and break. And it's all over the place in different ways. I mean, I've seen a couple of things I like. I thought St. Juice showed some stuff yesterday that makes you think maybe we have someone there in the secondary. But I'm very confused about the lack of pressure. There were plays where Daniel Jones, we were making this Giants team look better, guys, than they've looked at all in the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. They never looked that good. That's the thing that frustrates me. Like, yes, we got the win, but I know that we made that Giants team look much better than they have looked up until now.
What is the vibe? We're talking with Peter Rosenberg from ESPN New York. Follow him on Twitter at Rosenberg Radio. What is the vibe in New York? Like, are they willing to put Dave Gettleman on a chair and light it on fire? Like, what do they want to do up there?
Well, I'm going to be curious to see how people are on the phones today, because yesterday was all about, you know, what are they going to get last night and what are they going to get from Daniel Jones? Dave Gettleman is completely tied to Daniel Jones, as everybody knows at this point, because we all remember this draft well with the Dwayne Haskins pick. You know, Daniel Jones was not a sure thing coming out of Duke, and he was the move that Dave Gettleman opted for. And if he does not turn out to be their franchise quarterback, that will spell the end of Dave Gettleman. But I'll ask you guys this question. What do you take away from Daniel Jones last night? Because for as bad as he last week, he was not special. And the first 2 years of his career, he's basically been completely average at best. But yeah, they lost last night on a fluky play. But don't you feel better about Daniel Jones this morning than you felt last week?
I do.
Have to.
I'd say the thing about him last night, at times, he sat in the park in the pocket and was carving us up.
Yeah.
And then he has that ability to hurt you with his legs as well. So I felt good about it. I saw a quote from Gettleman last night saying, we have to fix the O-line. The offensive line that was in front of him isn't great. And he has a running back who's very capable, but they did not know. And they didn't. After he had the big run, they ran him very seldomly after that. In what's the kid from Penn State?
Saquon.
Yeah, Saquon. So I think for him to perform like he did last night, with those situations in a Jason Garrett's offense, I think he's on his way. They get some offensive line in front of him that might help him out even more.
It's going to be, I tell you what, I'm so glad they won last night just so that DC wasn't in full meltdown mode today. They get the weekend to try to get it together. When we are back at this next week previewing the Bills and Josh Allen, who's an MVP candidate and can run, they better figure a lot out considering how Daniel Jones just carved them up. Peter, we're stacked up today, man. We really appreciate your time, brother. Good luck with those callers. I imagine they are not going to love your gloating this afternoon.
No, I appreciate that. Last thing on the
tell
way out.
Tell them I said hi, Peter. Tell everybody in New York I said hello.
Was it me or was – yo, JP, it sounded pretty good out there last night. Was the crowd okay last night?
Dude, not a huge crowd, but they were super loud and super into it. It was the same thing week one. They just didn't get much to cheer for. The crowds at these games have been outstanding. Not huge, but very loud.
Yeah, they were great on TV. Hey, thank you, guys. Let's take the W. I'll take it.
Take the wins, always. Thank you. That is Peter Rosenberg on the BetQL guest line. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Lanville, what do you want me to do? I got 100 calls here. You want me to try to speed round it?
Yeah.
So everybody knows how speed round works. Tell me your name, your high school, your mascot, and one quick take. All right? Let's try this. Christopher in D.C., what's up?
Christopher, Robert E. Perry, Huskies, Montgomery County. Brian looks great in his cobalt blue.
Well done. Thank you, Chris. Beamish definitely needed that compliment. Lou in D.C., speed round.
Came from his wife.
Lou, got to keep it moving here, buddy.
Yeah, Lou got to stop calling out of a damn.
Rod in D.C., machine. Rod.
Rod, Gwynn Park Yellow Jackets. Man, the defense sucks. We need better plays. We need creative plays on the offense. I wasn't impressed by the win.
Well done.
I'll take the W.
Well done. One take is all we need. Landfill, we're making moves here. Robert in Fairfax, speed round. Go.
Robert, Brett in Lake Braddock, Bruins.
Say one thing, Robert.
Heineke comp, Peyton Manning. There you go.
Boy, on that note, let's take a quick break. I don't know about the Peyton Manning. You know what? He's closer to Steve Young than Peyton
Manning. I'm not even doing the damn read.
I think we've upset Brian. When we return, weekend parlay, five NFL picks, and see if Landfill tries to kill me. Don't miss it on the Fan. I could do without Linnell's Rihanna dance, though. You look more like Warren Sapp trying to do the Rihanna dance than Rihanna doing the... Oh, no, Beyonce. I'm mixing it all up. Linnell, good God, your belly just popped out, man. Get a hold of yourself.
You only look like you're about 6 months, that's all. You look 6 months.
You got zero packs. All right, Landfill, you've been in a very big hurry to get to this point. So... one of the three of you in the aquarium better take over and tell us what's so important.
Well, first of all,
I mean, Landfill just totally dunked on Cody with that sound.
He didn't tell
there.
Me that was going
to
happen.
Well, Linnell, pal, you got to stand somewhere else. I got to be able to see him and him. You can go sit in that chair.
Landfill, okay. I mean, Linnell, sack him. You got 18 sacks at Polk High School with Al Bundy.
All right, so for Heard It Here First, I just wanted to go back over it. JP, you went 2-2. B. Mitch, you went 1-3. Mullins went 2-2, and I went 2-3. So you guys tied for the victory.
There's no ties. Nobody wins.
One tie, okay. All tie. It's money just go. We're done.
That's fine.
There's no winner.
Nobody won.
All right, we're on to Cincinnati.
Let's go to our weekend picks then. So NFL Week 2. Who do you got? Bengals.
Cody is always in a hurry.
We have 5 minutes
You're
left.
You're never in a hurry.
We have 5 minutes left. We have to get through the picks and the weekend parlay.
Let's go, Cody.
Okay.
The hell with JP.
Okay. Bengals, Bears. Bears are -2.
You mean the Bears?
Bears are -2?
Their favorite.
And where is it?
Chicago, Soldier Field.
Give me the Bears. The Bears.
Give me the Bengals. Let's get weird.
All right, Mullins, what do you got? You went the Bears.
I guess I went the Bears. Okay.
I went Bengals +2.
Are you just fading me, whatever I do? Is that your plan?
I got my picks in at 9 o'clock today.
We're supposed to do it live.
No, not how that works.
The man needs to be able to do all this 49ers
stuff. 49ers -3 on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Listen, I don't love it. Give me the Eagles. Sorry, Cody. I know that's your squad. But they're getting 3 at home. The Niners have been living in a hotel for 4 days. I want the Eagles.
Give me the Niners.
Yeah. Why'd you whisper it, Barry White?
Because I got some friends in Philly.
Oh.
Give me the Niners.
I'm the only one that goes on the record and says how much I hate the city of Philadelphia, and yet I'm picking the Eagles. Maybe I'll make some friends.
Well, you go on record. You go into Philly, they don't know who you are. But tell them you J.B. Finley who say you hate the city. See how you come out.
When I check into my hotel up there.
I'm going to say this is J.B. Finley. He say he hates Philly.
When I check in up there, I'm Jupu Finlu.
Don't worry. I'll let them know who you are. I'm going to start sending some pictures around.
Who'd you take?
Mullins and I went 49ers on that one. And now the next game, we've got Bills -3 against the Dolphins.
The Bills.
In Miami?
They're going to redeem themselves.
How do you not know where the games are, dude?
I did earlier. If you would have got to work earlier, I would have been able to tell you. But now I'm not looking at it anymore, so.
One, you all know I had to go to
It's in Miami.
Give me the Dolphins. Give me all these home dogs. I'll gobble them all up.
Normally the team would just say first. And then 1 second, the 1 second is normally at home.
You're right.
That's
but
correct.
He's telling us the lines. But
yeah.
You're correct.
Okay, so Mullins went Dolphins +3. I went Bills -3. Next game, we've got
Chargers. I got Bills -3 as well.
Yes. We've got Chargers, Dallas. Chargers are 3.5-point favorites.
In L.A., correct? Yes, it's in L.A. I'll start answering my own questions.
Well, you talk to yourself all day. You may as well.
Give me... the Chargers. It's my first favorite of the week. Ryan's doing research.
I like the Chargers, man. Seriously. I hate doing picking with you, though.
Why? Because I'm so good looking?
No. I'm going to take the Chargers because I was dressed looking like I was a San Diego Chargers last night.
All right.
LA Chargers last night.
Mullins and I both went Cowboys +3.5. Final game.
Ooh, that's a split from the prison cell to the aquarium.
You are right.
Strong split.
Final game here. We've got Ravens +3.5 against the Chiefs.
Give me the Chiefs.
I hate this pick, but give me the Ravens. The 3.5-point dogs at home, desperate. The Chiefs haven't covered. I think the Chiefs could win, but maybe it's a last-second field goal or something.
You know the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, right?
I'm aware of that, Lynn.
Okay, I wasn't sure if
Thank
you knew.
You. All right. Do you know that the Ravens have Lamar Jackson?
Did you know that Patrick Mahomes is considerably better than Lamar Jackson? Boom.
Perhaps.
Mullins and I both went Kansas City Chiefs.
So I'm like I'm on an island on a couple of these picks, it appears.
The Chiefs beat the Browns by 4. And I think the Browns is as good as the Ravens. The Ravens have lost a lot of legitimate players. I'm sticking with my Chiefs.
How many picks am I all alone on, Cody?
I don't know.
On
I was
the Ravens. And I think did you get on the Dolphins? Me and Lamphill. It's where we like to be.
Right, I mean, you're alone. Lamphill really don't like you.
Lamphill hates my guts. So are we done? We got one more.
Nope, that was our five picks
it's
for
five
week two.
Who won last week?
Mullins won. He is 3-2.
Okay. And now it's on to the weekend parlay. Let's make some money, boys. How about that guy that won $3,000 that called in earlier? We can win $3,000 this week.
I mean, he could have at least sent a few frozen vodka.
Ahmed didn't even win $3,000. He sent us lunch from the Palm.
Ahmed, bro, you the man, dog. I'm just going to say that.
You my hero.
Because I'm over here in the food coma right now.
Lunch steaks hit a little different. And I want the world to know that I only ate half of my steak, and I'm going to take the rest home.
I ate my whole steak and a whole thing of potatoes.
Lamphill ate his whole potatoes. Cody Betts also only ate half a steak, for the record.
I mean, he's been hanging around you lately. He's half a man. Y'all make a whole man.
Lamphill, whenever you're ready, pal.
All right. Been ready for 10 minutes. You're the one who hasn't been. Anyway, the Rams. I think B-Mitch took the Rams -3.5. Cody took what I think he called the lock of the century, the Bills -3.5. I'm taking the Chiefs -3.5. Ahmet is taking the over in the Chargers Cowboys. Ryan the Stallion is taking the over in the Georgia Tech Clemson game. Now, of course, JP has decided to be difficult. He's given multiple picks, and he won't tell us which one he actually wants.
Total bullshit.
Please just pick one.
I told you I wanted Michigan State plus the points against Miami.
And then you said you wanted Purdue.
I also kind of want Illinois, but I don't like saying that publicly.
Okay, so
I'm rooting for the Terps.
Just say which one you want.
You told me we had already locked in Michigan State.
All right, then you're taking Michigan State.
Okay.
I think it's like +6.5.
All right. So what's the numbers? Also, for all Cody always says, oh, we got to pick underdogs, we got to spice this up, all of you took chalk. I'm the only one that even took an underdog.
Dude, we're trying to win. This is not no damn...
Cody Betts yells about this every week.
The reason why we don't take underdogs is because we have to drink hot sauce if we lose or something. Make it fun.
We did come up with a rule.
Hey.
Ahmet gets a one-month reprieve from any hot sauce.
$25.
$25. I actually think you took the over in the Michigan State-Miami game, didn't you?
No, I said I want Michigan State plus the points.
All right.
That is betting parlance.
I'm putting up 25.
I will put up 5.
Oh,
that's 30. Ahmet gonna probably put up 25.
I think he's put up 15.
He did?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put up 35. I'm gonna add 10 to his.
All right, we're 48-20 plus 48-20.
All right, and now how much can we win?
There's so much. $50 wins $2,400.
Ooh, let's go.
Let's go. Listen, everybody, have a terrific weekend. Grant and Danny coming up next. Shout out to Steve Young and Peyton Manning, two actual Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Today was a hell of a show. Thank you to all our guests.
Some of our guys started smoking early.
D'Angelo Hall, PFT commenter, and Peter Rosenberg. Thank you to literally hundreds of callers today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.